Fox Television's nighttime soap opera, The O.C., makes a return of sorts tonight with a one-hour special. The O.C. in the title refers to Orange County, California. On the show, it is a sun-dappled playground for the rich and the beautiful. But commentator Gustavo Arellano says the real O.C. is quite different.
America has an overly glamorized view of my home, Orange County, California. To everyone else, Orange County is swarming with the bronzed beauties who populate the Fox television program, The O.C. This is the wonderland that USA Today last year crowned the new capital of cool. I can see why Orange County has such a reputation. After all, it is one of the wealthiest counties in the nation. But a recent study revealed the real O.C. for all Americans. Researchers at the State University of New York's Nelson A. Rockefeller Institute of Government examined Santa Ana, Orange County's largest city. They encountered Santa Ana's horrendously underfunded schools. They visited overcrowded housing tracts, where people sometimes live 17 to a home. And when all was tabulated, the Rockefeller people bestowed Santa Ana with the dubious honor of being the toughest city in the country to live in. No big revelation to me. I work in the city. The analysis, however, shocked both the local and national media. Santa Ana sees crushing hardship, blared Orange County's major daily, the Orange County Register. The hard life, Santa Ana style, wept a September the 5th Los Angeles Times preview of the report. USA Today published the Rockefeller findings, as did the Reuters News Service. And the Associated Press even quoted Rockefeller Institute director Richard P. Nathan as being surprised to see Santa Ana at the top of the list. My only question is, what's with the surprise? The true engine for the Orange County lifestyle isn't our beautiful coastline, the tourism industry, or the Fortune 500 companies that dot the southern portion of the county. It's the residents of Santa Ana, the country's youngest, most Latino, most Spanish-speaking, most crowded major city. It's the mom who gets up at dawn to take a two-hour bus trip to nanny in Newport Beach, a trip that would take maybe 20 minutes by car. It's the dad who leases out his family's one-bedroom apartment to strangers since his $500 a week job can't cover the apartment's rent. It's the teenager who helps out mommy y papi on weekends by parking cars. If anything, that Rockefeller Institute report is the best thing that could have happened to Orange County. Turn-of-the-century Manhattan needed its Hell's Kitchen. And so Orange County has Santa Ana, whose residents allow the rest of the county to bask in fame and luxury, even as these Santa Anans struggle towards the American dream. Now, at least, the rest of the country knows about Santa Ana's plight and the glitzy fraud that is the O.C.
Gustavo Arellano for Day to Day.